Monday Night Talk on Twitter. Start at 959watd.com/Monday Night Talk. And don't forget to add hashtag Monday Night Talk to your tweets. And now, more Monday Night Talk with your host, Kevin Tachi.
And we are back for our final segment here on Monday Night Talk. Just a quick note, if you missed any of the segments or you had to step out for, you know, maybe you're driving in the car and you had to step out somewhere, we do put these podcasts up throughout the weekend. They don't go up in a big cluster. I try to spread them out.
But you do a good job, Kevin. You do a good job.
Thank you, Joe. You go to 959watd.com, scroll down, left-hand side, look for our banner, Monday Night Talk with Kevin Tachi. Click on that, takes you right to the podcast site. Or if you're somebody who has a smartphone who might have a podcast app, you click on that. It's the one that goes right to iTunes. You'll be able to find all of our podcasts in there. So it's that easy. Also, a quick thank you to the folks who are kind enough to keep our show on the air, Tiny and Sons Glass. Love Tiny, and we love Peter, and especially when Peter's overdue to come in and be on the show again.
Yes.
So, Peter, if you're listening, give me a call. We got to have you have you on in the next week or two. Life Care Center of the South Shore, East Coast Printing, and, of course, McGuigan's Pub. We got to get have Richard Rosen in once again as well. Kind of to wrap up our evening, we have a gentleman who, I'm not sure if have you been here before, Ron?
Not on this radio station. Okay. No, I have not.
Okay. Ron Santangelo is a gentleman who is the town administrator in Hanson. And if you pay attention to our news on a daily basis, there are stories that are in there. Hanson is one of the towns in our coverage area. And a lot has been going on since, I want to say, the first of the year. Initially, there was a move by the Board of Selectmen, as it was constructed at that time, to move forward to tear down two schools, the Indian Head and the McQuan, and build a new elementary school. Well, not one, but two town meetings later, and also changing out the town council, we actually had a town election, where actually one selectman did not seek re-election, one was voted out of office, and then there was a recall. That has since changed things from going for, instead of voting for, actually I think the folks voted down building a new school, and have since that Board of Selectmen, as it is constructed, have moved forward to go from a building committee to a school repair committee that has, I believe, met once so far. So Ron's kind of here to kind of help us talk about some of the things that are going on in that town, whether it's, and you've got multiple issues, because not only is the school a problem, not a problem, but it's one of the issues that the town is meeting and talking about, but a recently signed into a recent agreement in regards to rubbish that I think was long discussed is become another topic, and then is the pay-as-you-throw.
Well, let's
start. Take a dart and throw it, and which one do you want to talk about first?
Well, let's start off first. They told me that this was a quiet little town, Hanson, when they signed me up for this job.
and you're a guy who has held a number of offices in Connecticut.
Yeah, I served as a state rep for 10 years in Connecticut, as a mayor of a community for 4 years in Connecticut, and you know, I thought I was coming to a nice, quiet little town. And I got to tell you, it's been anything but quiet. A lot of big issues have been, you know, hitting the table in the airwaves. The school, obviously, is the biggest one of all. When I first started, we had four members of the Board of Selectmen who supported a new school and one member that was against. That's completely changed to where it probably would be four members who are not supportive of the school and one that is supportive. So that's a significant change in your Board of Selectmen. You know, and obviously that board changed as a result of a lot of people in Hanson who just didn't see the value in building a new school. Correct. Were really concerned about spending their tax dollars. They thought the project was too large, too expensive, and they just turned out in large numbers against it, and that had a big impact on our Board of Selectmen.
Joe, do you have a question?
No, I actually familiarized myself with the project because it's in my industry. Actually, funny enough, I connected the dots later. I went in to talk to the architect about the project with my private work, but it seemed like it was from my perspective as someone who's not a citizen of Hanson, but somebody who's involved in the school or looked at the school project, a reasonable, maybe not for the town to go ahead with the project, but at least explore the idea of building a new building, much like we did here in Marshfield. What was the, and maybe you have a better idea than we do here, what was kind of the perception of why it was such a big issue to tear down two and build a new one rather than, you know, renovate or whatever the issue was at the time?
Well, a couple of big issues. First of all, when the town first started this process, they were only looking at a McQuan-only option. So they were only looking at the K-2 project. And then the school building committee kind of converted it to a K-5 project. And that caused some concerns right there and also escalated the price tag to the project. So that was, I think, one big factor. The other big factor is simply, you know, the economy, people's willingness right now to pay out, you know, a large, significant tax increase to be able to pay for this school. And then the third component was some people really love the Indian Head School. It's a historical building. You know, they just did a renovation about 12 years ago. So they were wondering why, after renovating this building, you know, 12 years ago, do we have to replace the whole thing? Sure. Now, from a lot of people's viewpoint, though, this made sense financially. If you just look at it from a pure business sense, taking out two very old schools, 50 years old or close to 50 years old, replacing it with one new modern school made a lot of sense. And because you're building one school and replacing two, it saves you money on the maintenance of the facility, taking care of the facility. So the cost on an annual basis would have been lower. But that big impact right away to your tax bill of $29 million of new taxation through bonding was something that citizens just went, I'm sorry, we're just not ready for that without much of a economic development tax base. Everything really goes to the citizens of our community, and that's tough.
Yeah. Now, are the two schools you mentioned, one, the Indian Head had a recent renovation. Is the other school in serious disrepair or...
Yeah, most people in town would say the McQuan really needs to be replaced. I think at least that's the sense I got through the campaign for the new school. People believed pretty much that McQuan made sense, a very old school, has all kinds of repair issues. So a lot of people felt, yes, let's replace that. But Indian Head, they were, you know, very strongly opposed to it. But the truth is, because it was packaged, we never got a vote on that separate issue. So I don't know. I mean, it's sad that we're going to have to start back at the table, work with MSBA, and come back with some kind of new project to do the long-term solution.
Sure.
On the short-term basis, they formed a repair committee to look at the immediate priority needs of those schools to see how we can address them, keep those buildings open, function, and safe for the children. And that's what this new committee is scheduled to do.
Hmm. How was the first meeting? The first meeting live... last Wednesday?
It was. And I got to say this, they put together a really good group. There's a lot of professional project managers on there. Okay. Some real talent has been put on this committee. So now they're going to be Wednesday, they're going to go out and look at the schools. Particularly, I think there's going to be a big focus on looking at the roof at Indian Head School. So they're going to be doing that this Wednesday, trying sort of getting under the roof, looking at what some of the problems are going to be. Mm. And I think the next step really is going to be, you know, we just can't rely on a volunteer committee to give us estimates and get a project ready to be put out to bid. So we're going to need some kind of consultant, some support for the committee to be able to really give us a solid estimate and put together those bid specifications for how we fix the roof.
Does that mean that you're going to have to pay for a feasibility study?
Well, it's not a feasibility study in the sense of building a new school, but it is some kind of help by an architect or an engineer to put together that package. Because as you know, under state procurement law, everything has to go out to bid. That means you have to draft up a certain set of specifications and put those out. And you have to have a paid professional do that, because if they do it wrong, that could cost you a tremendous amount of money. Sure. So that's where we are now. And the committee's just starting the process, but a lot of us think that that's the path that's going to have to go down.
I thought there was a prior, and I think it might have preceded your hiring, that there was these schools were looked at previously, and that it was a thought that it would be too costly to do the repairs, and hence folks were against doing that, and that's where it was born. Let's tear them down and build it. So I guess I'm kind of curious if I have my facts straight, or if in fact maybe folks are hoping that if they look at this a different way, that maybe there might be a different...
Well, that's one of the things we're going to find out with the school building repair committee, because I think that it's going to be difficult. It depends upon what repairs you do. If you try to do all the repairs that are needed in both schools, I think it would be extremely expensive. Assistants would look at it and say, oh my God, that's a tough pill for us to swallow.
Right.
Now, if you're just looking at the two major things that need to be done right away, one being the roof at Indian Head, the other being the boiler system at Maquon, the numbers are a lot lower. But, you know, even if you fix those two things, you still end up with two schools over 50 years old. So, you know, right now I think that people are saying, okay, let's fix the things we need to do to keep the school open, and we're going to push off that longer-term question to the future.
Now, tearing two schools down and building one new one, to me, the first thing that comes to mind is redistricting, because, you know, you have two schools.
Well, they're already part of a district. They share a district with Whitman.
Oh, the elementary schools do as well?
These are essentially, we're talking about K through 2 and 2 through 5. The schools are right next to each other, and it's really one district. So there's no redistricting problem. It would simply be moving the kids from the 2 to 5 into in the K to 2 into one bigger school.
Gotcha. Okay.
But actually, the school actually in size is actually a smaller footprint.
Oh, wow.
Because we've actually, you know, as the population has decreased, there's less students now than it would be the other one. But so there's a lot of space at our current schools that are really not usable and we really don't need. So this would have been a more economical school than the new one if we had gone down that path. Hmm.
Does that answer your question?
Yeah, it does. No, I'm just, it's interesting because I'm not familiar with the way the school system there is set up, other than the Whitman-Hanson Regional High School that was built back several years back. I took a tour of that building, and that's a beautiful school that they have there.
It's gorgeous. Yeah. You know, the big issue right now, to be honest with you, you know, the citizens of Hanson have made their decision. They're not building a new school.
Yes.
So now it's all of us as citizens of Hanson to try to get behind the school repair committee and to support them and try to come out with a solution that's good for our children.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
And from my point of view, the past is the past. Let's figure out what we need to do to support this new committee and get something to where we have a safe situation for our kids and that they have an educational environment that is good for learning.
Yeah, that is really what it comes down to.
Trying to find a happy medium.
That's the bottom line. And it's time to get past this whole revolt and the school issue. The controversy now should be over. Let's get together and try to work for the children.
Right. Yeah. Let's talk about something that could be controversial, and that is pay-as-you-throw. For the longest time, we were having a conversation about, bottom line, it was signed that folks were going to be able to have a good plan where they could be able to throw out their rubbish. They'll be able to. Was there a recycling arm to that as well?
Yeah,
you throw away trash recycling, and it would be, you know, if you use a lot of rubbish, well then you're going to pay for the rubbish. If you're not somebody who you know throws away a lot of rubbish, well then it's going to be good for you.
That's exactly right. What has happened is the cost of disposing of trash has raised significantly. The town of Hanson was very fortunate. We had a long-term contract to be able to throw away trash for $34.50 a ton. Well, the 10-year contract is over, and now the cost is $55 a ton. So the Board of Selectmen had a decision to make. They could simply increase taxes and make everybody pay for these costs, or they could change the system to have a pay-as-you-throw system, which is, frankly, a lot better for our environment. What it does is it gives people a financial incentive to recycle. And you're going to see the shift at the transfer station already. More people are recycling than ever before. I'm watching the carloads come up. People are dumping so much into the recycling container and a whole lot less into the trash. That means as a long-term result, people in Hanson are going to pay less to get rid of their trash. So it's really good. A second big part of this is that those commercial users that were using our transfer station, they were getting to go there for free. And as long as they had a sticker on their window, they could go and dump their trash. Well, those commercial users now have to pay $2 a bag. They've disappeared a lot from the transfer station. So now taxpayers in Hanson are no longer paying for those commercial trash people that dump their trash. So recycling now is the mode. We're working hard to improve recycling, to reduce our cost of trash, and improve our environment. It's a home run, but let's face it. Nobody wants to pay $2 a bag. We could have hid it in the tax rate, which is what a lot of people do. We didn't hide it. It's up front now. You know what you're paying for. The more you use, the more you pay. The less you use, the less you pay.
Now, are you allowed to have like one non-pay bag and then, or is it all pay?
No, everything is paid. The way it works is the transfer station costs $350,000 to run.
Sure.
Instead of having all that $350,000 come from taxation, only $150,000 comes from taxation, and $200,000 comes as a result of the revenue from the bags.
Oh, okay.
So that's how it's broken down now. So now you can see it, though. That $200,000 you can see because you're paying $2 a bag for it, you know?
Does Hanson have curbside or no?
We do not have curbside, and we looked at that. But truthfully, curbside's a lot more expensive than having a bulk trash stand.
Sure.
Now, people confuse the issue because they look at other towns and they see, oh, this town only pays $200 Citizens only paid $200 for curbside. But what they don't see is that the trucks are all purchased by the taxpayers. You know, the machinery and equipment is all purchased. We're only talking about one part of the cost.
Sure.
So it looks cheaper in some other towns, but it really is not.
Yeah.
We have a great deal. The average family is expected to pay about $168 a year with pay-as-you-throw. If somebody throws away a lot more, they'll pay more. They throw away less, less. But the concept here is to try to encourage people to throw away as least amount of trash as they can. And everybody's a winner.
We got about 2 minutes left. Anything that we, any stone that we have not turned over that we want to kind of talk about?
Well, I got to tell you. First, I want to make it clear. You know, I keep hearing it. You know, everybody has this thing lately. It seems that government is evil, and that, you know, everybody is trying to be corrupt in it. You know, I want to make sure that, everything I do is very transparent, open to the public. That's why I'm here. That's why I'm.
Well, you get your own TV show.
I have my own TV show.
Highlights.
That's it.
I watch it all the time.
There you go. We want to be transparent to the public, and I'm here because I want people to know what we're doing. The town of Hanson is a beautiful community. We had our first Hanson Day. It was a huge success.
You can find it on YouTube, WHCA9TV. That's the channel.
There you go. Sorry. No, the great things are happening.
Did
in Hanson.
I just blurt that out? I'm
sorry. Well, we need to get the town all to be on the same page, working together. And that's what this is all about. How can we as citizens come together to improve the community? We got a beautiful town. We need to appreciate it and work together to make it better in every aspect of the community.
Joe, anything you want to say in closing, my friend?
No, I think it's good that we had an opportunity to hear about what's going on with the school there.
And we didn't even have time to squeeze in the hospital. That's another discussion on itself.
That's right. We're making moves on Plymouth County Hospital property. We got a feasibility study coming, and we're going to do everything we can to turn that into an economically viable property.
And that's on the acres.
It's about 50-something acres. It's beautiful land, but we got some old buildings we got to get rid of.
But there's been a tug of war as to what to do with that property.
That's exactly right. We have a feasibility study being done by the Old Colony Planning Council. Once we get that feasibility study, we'll see what can actually be built on it, and then the Citizens of Hanson will be able to give their input as to what we do with it in the Board of Selectmen, and hopefully we can make progress instead of just having it sit there and stagnate.
That's another Monday Night Talk. Thank you, Ron, and thank you, Joe. Until next week, we'll see you at 6:15 next Monday night. Have a great evening.
Good night.
Good night.